Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two. This is my hour. Brian has said he is going to wallow in his celebration of Eddie Garcia paying off his bet. So in doing so, he's got his victory cigar, right? And just embracing the moment.
Just like Del Curry last night.
Yeah, I know, right? Congratulations, Del, on your title. So from your perspective, I'm just curious. Now that you've had a chance to watch the video during the break.
Yeah.
Did it come across as you wanted it to? Because I listened to it. I feel really good about it for you.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous. I think it's awesome. And I'm relieved because, Roberto, I thought he said, you've got a huge head. And so I'm watching the video again, and I'm like, yeah, it is kind of massive head. And then right before we started the segment, he's like, no, hand. You've got an enormous hand.
Your hand looks massive.
It does.
I mean, you put that on your dating profile, bro.
That's right. Yeah. That should be the first line on the profile, yeah.
I mean, it went up because it's really well done. And kudos to Eddie because I might have been one of those dudes that steps in and is like, there, I paid off my bet. But he steps in, walks from one circle to the next, to the third circle, and then waits for the, I don't know the proper terminology, but I mean, I've been a linguist so far this morning, but allows the water to shoot up and kind of just enjoys it, takes his punishment, if you will.
Well, oh, man, it was it couldn't have worked out better. Seriously,
it's all over right now. At Eddie Garcia, or at Eddie on Fox, at the No Show. That's Brian's Twitter account at the NOE Show, and I'm at Plank Show. But yeah, good stuff, Eddie. Good stuff. All over the Browns. Look at you. Who would have thought that you would have been so on board with the Browns back in the day? I mean, now be serious. Did you truly believe that, were you just being a hot take machine?
No, I really did.
What in the world could you have seen in that franchise or that team that would have led you to believe that?
Well, they were – gosh, I'd have to go back because this was a couple –
Oh, I've got it in front of me. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking like the year by year because I have to look at it. this wasn't when they were 0-16. We were a couple of years removed. So this was, they were 6-10. Now it must have been the 7-8-1 season. So they were starting to make strides. They were getting a little bit better. They had Nick Chubb was their leading rusher. And I'm like, they're not far away from being a playoff team. So we were 1 year removed from the 0-16. We saw it differently. But he's a man of his word. Paid off his bet.
There you go.
Couldn't have worked out better, man. That was awesome.
All right, so as we welcome you into hour two of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, he is Brian Noe. I'm Chris Plank. Brought to you in part by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Okay, there's so many different angles from last night, but my protege in the topic world has always taught me, or not my protege. What is it when you're the person that looks up to someone?
You're the apprentice.
All right, there you go. Yeah. My master, if you will, my Yoda.
Yeah.
Always tells me that the best stories are in the loser's locker room. With that in mind,
that's Jason Smith is the master, right? Is that?
That's a Ben Mallerism. No. I'm doing the show on the air, not on Twitter. That's the Jason Smith thing.
I got you.
So here's my confusion. What is the story out of the Celtics locker room? I mean, I pulled up odds for next year.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the dumb thing we do. It's like, hey, here's my way too early preseason top 25 in the middle of the fourth quarter of a college football championship game. And it's the Monday or whatever today is the Friday after the Thursday night game six championship. And suddenly we're looking at odds for next year. Whatever, free agency hasn't even taken place. But okay. And the Celtics are still up there among the favorites. Obviously, they've got what appears to be a good young core in Tatum and Brown, and they've got a few pieces that kind of stepped up for him during this playoff run, and there's been, you know, DeAndre Ayton rumors and other things of that nature. But when you watch this Celtics team, Brian, do you see a team that is on the verge of making their way back and is on the cusp of building something special?
I do, and I think we've seen this more times than not in the history of the NBA, where if you go back, you could even go back to before the Bulls. But I think with the Bulls, with Jordan and company, where it was you lose to the Pistons, and then the next year you get a little bit better, and you lose to the Pistons again. Then you get a little bit better, and you lose to the Pistons again, and they finally then get all over the hump. You see that more times than not. And I know this wasn't the first go-around for the Celtics, but getting to the finals it was. And I can see them. They're on the cusp. They're right there. The turning point was game four, right? Like 5 minutes to go. That's anybody's game. And the Warriors outscored Boston 17-3. If Boston plays better down the stretch and wins that game, they go up 3-1. It's a wrap. They're going to win a championship. They were that close, you know, so they are on the cusp of winning a championship. They're going to tinker with the roster. They're going to make a few changes. But I think the story coming out of this series, if you're talking about the story in the loser's locker room,
that's right.
You can't help your opponent beat you. And that's what they did. They assisted the Warriors in the process of them beating Boston. And that's where they just got to be better with decision making. They've got to come a long way and stop playing checkers. They need to get into this chess mindset. And, man, just stupid shots, stupid turnovers. It was some great Warriors defense, but they've got to be way, way better at just decision-making in general.
Yeah, no, I could not agree more. And we've been tipping our cap a lot this morning, understandably so, to the Golden State defense. But, you know, watching the highlights from last night, thinking about notes that I made during the game, it just, again, you don't want to take anything away from Golden State's defense, but Brian, stupid play after stupid play, jacked up three, drive to the rim with no real plan and hoping to get fouled. I mean, Tatum goes up in a key moment, I think could have cut it to six, and just doesn't have a plan, goes up and gets the ball stripped from him. It's a young team, right? But it's not like they're first and second year guys. I mean, we're talking 5-6 years in the league right now. So they're building. Horford ended up being a nice veteran piece. Marcus Smart has been an emergence. I think we all agree that, you know, Robert Williams has ended up being a nice addition. Well, addition, he's been with them for a while, but emergence of him. But I don't know if there's this massive move that would make me, well, I mean, listen, if they end up getting a DeAndre Ayton or someone of that nature, then obviously that's going to change some perspective. But I don't know if suddenly I'm going to feel much different, because I do think they're going to be back, right? And so is Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to be back. I think the most intriguing story in the East is what does happen with Brooklyn. Do they keep Kyrie around? Do they end up making a move to bring in someone else? Does Ben Simmons emerge to see what happens in Philadelphia? Because I don't know if Boston has to go out and do too terribly much. Yes, they were 25 and 25 through 50 games, but I really felt like they found something down the stretch of the season, and it wasn't about people falling apart around them, because Middlebrook doesn't even get hurt until the postseason.
Right, and I also think that if you go back to January, where they were 18 and 21, if you would have said at that stage, hey, would you take getting to the NBA Finals? You'd be like, yeah, sold. You know, like,
exactly.
Even getting to game six and being that close, and it rips your heart out. But we didn't see them getting to the finals at all.
No.
When it was 18 and 21. So the point is, it's all doom and gloom after the moment. They just lost a championship. It's disappointing, the whole thing. But we can't forget that they were 18 and 21, got to where they did. And we had all these questions about, do you have Tatum and Brown together going forward? Are they too similar? Do you need to break them up and move on? And now it's like, it's a done deal that they for sure are going to be back in teammates, because it can work. So even though they didn't win a championship, there were a lot of questions about their future that were answered in terms of their personnel and what they're going to have as the core of the franchise going forward.
You and I joked, and with Brian, no, I'm Chris Plank sitting in for Jonas LeVar and Brady Quinn here on Fox Sports Radio. Final day before Two Pros and a Cup of Joe return on Monday. Or at least I think they return on Monday. But here's the thing to me. Today, as we craft these narratives, right, as people decide what are going to be the big talking points from last night, we're going to talk about, and even throughout the rest of this show, when we decide, hey, what do you guys want to hear? What do we need to get into? Steph's legacy will be talked about quite a bit. The role Draymond played, the Warriors as a dynasty will be talked about quite a bit. But I also think that Jason Tatum is going to, he's going to catch some strays today. He really is, because it wasn't elite. And it wasn't even close to it. The turnovers were record-setting. I'm most intrigued to kind of see how he compartmentalizes and handles this, because, right, he was the one that got away for Lakers fans. Loved the Lakers. They were set on Lonzo Ball. He turned down the workout for him, so they took Lonzo Ball instead of Tatum. How that might have changed history, one of the great what-ifs. But he's now got to get back in the lab, and he's got things he needs to work on quite a bit too, because he can't disappear on them like he did down the stretch of this NBA Finals. I'm not here to take shots at him, Brian. I'm just using stats. He's got to be better if he's truly a franchise player whenever it comes to these big moments. We need Jason Tatum from the Heat series. We need Jason Tatum from the Bucks series, not this guy that showed up in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's crazy how things change. And again, I'm not going to do the people's elbow on the dead horse, you know, but
nice.
A lot of this does come back to the Warriors' defense.
Yeah.
Where and think about the Bucks. That's a good defensive team. I know they didn't have one of their main guys in Middleton, but, you know, that's still a very good defensive team. And you had Tatum, what, score 46 in an elimination game? Like, it's a tremendous performance by him, but think how far go that seems, where he's dropping 46 in a game. Like, he wasn't going to come close to that against the Warriors. And a lot of that has to do with Golden State's defense. But 13 points on 18 shots last night, he does. He's got a lot of work to do in terms of decision-making and being there in the biggest moments. But I don't think we should overreact to this. There's some stuff floating around where, is this Nick Anderson-like? Is this going to be just a huge, like, hurdle that Tatum can't jump over going forward? I don't think it's going to be anything like that. It's, He had a rough series, man, and that was a brutal Game 6 performance last night.
So people are already pulling out the Nick Anderson comparisons after Game 1?
Come on, man.
How dare you guys pile on a Fighting Illini great Nick Anderson? My goodness. Yeah. So I don't know really where else you go for Boston outside of you got a good young coach. We think you've got a good young core. They've learned. They've seen what it takes. I mean, you and I both agree. I'm trying not to put words in your mouth, but if what happened to Boston, or excuse me, what happened to Golden State in Game 1 happened to Boston, there's probably a good chance that we're not talking about a Game 6 title last night. This thing might have been done in 4, right? If Boston had imploded in the fourth quarter like Golden State did. But then we saw those third quarter, fourth quarter implosions in Games 4 and 5, and look where it left them. I mean, it's just... it's incredible to think how down Boston was, or maybe I should rephrase that, how down Golden State was in the fourth quarter of Game 1 to see where they've emerged from it and how they've kind of flipped that script. That's that championship mindset that they showed.
Yeah. And look, man, it's no one wants to lose a championship, but this was a crash course for the Celtics and have to get better at. And it wasn't just Tatum. It was Ime Udoka. Right? Like, there are a lot of lessons, I guarantee you, that he learned as a head coach where the offense can't be too simplistic. It can't be too one-on-one. We got to set some screens. We got to have some movement. A lot of that falls on him. Like, Steve Kerr just, I know we go back to the winning team. Oh, that coach out-coached the losing coach. It was apparent, man. Steve Kerr, that was chess versus checkers in this matchup. And so, Udoka's got to get better. Tatum's got to get better. But they learned those lessons. They learned them the hard way, but I think that does make them a lot more dangerous going forward. And look, they need to learn those lessons against the Nets, the Bucks. Those teams in the East are coming right back for them. And so learning those lessons the hard way, there is something to be gained from that. And I think they're going to use that the right way.
When we come back, a comparison I haven't heard when it comes to Steph Curry. We're brought to you in part by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. I've never heard this comparison for Steph Curry. We'll tell you about it next here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, Time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com. .com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
With Brian Noe, I'm Chris Plank. Follow us on Twitter at The Noe Show, N-O-E. I'm at Plank Show. Roberto working that marathon shift along with Eddie Garcia, Brandon helping us out this morning here on Fox Sports Radio. Warriors are champs. Warriors are champs. I'm so happy I dropped an F-bomb earlier in the show.
Oh, man, that was tremendous, dude.
No, so happy he threw Eddie Garcia in a fountain on this show. I got to be honest with you. I've dropped some bombs before in my life.
Yeah.
But never the big dirty. I'd be in so much trouble with my dad right now if he was up and listening.
The big dirty. That's the F-bomb. The big dirty.
Big dirty.
Huh?
You drop the big dirty, you're in trouble, Mike.
Is there other slang for the other curse words?
F-bomb.
Like, what's an S-bomb? If the F-bomb is the big dirty, what's the S-bomb?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe people can share. But I'm just going to remind everyone, if you try to say fun sucker, say it very slow. Take your time and you'll be good to go.
Oh,
thanks to Roberto,
man.
By the way, because this segment might have been like a Tom Brenneman. I apologize for what I said, and there's a fly ball by Castellano.
Yeah,
you know, I might have had my apology in here in hour two if things had not been saved by the greatest technical producer and most ardent Dodger fan I know, Raider Rob. Roberto saving the day. Can we talk Patrick Mahomes after the bottom of the hour?
Yeah.
Listen, it's so hard for me because I'm not going to lie to you, I'm bitter. The Warriors are incredible. And they went from being the worst team in the NBA, not the worst, not kind of the worst, the worst team in the NBA 3 years ago, in which I think, what was that? Was that the D'Angelo Russell trade year when they ended up with Andrew Wiggins? And I remember thinking to myself,
yeah,
they're never coming back. That was a fun run, wasn't it? Oh, look at the little Splash Brothers. Wasn't that cute for Warrior fans? And now 3 years removed, they're champs. So there is a little bitterness, but I want to celebrate it, right? I think it's worthy. There's so many different angles to this. But you did get Patrick Mahomes who responded to his former star receiver taking a shot at him. So we got to carve out some time for that, right? It's only fair.
Sounds good to me. Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
A comparison was made by Steve Kerr during the postgame presser last night, and I won't lie to you. I don't think you can make as far as, well, I know you can't make it as far as the style of their game, but it wasn't the comparison as far as style was concerned, but person. And this is a little longer. I know, I don't know if there's that how long can you have a cut rule in radio like there is in TV, but I think it's all really good. So here's Steve Kerr on Steph Curry afterwards.
He does, because what he does at his size is so different from, you know, the traditional greats in this league. I've said it many times. Steph reminds me so much of Tim Duncan. Obviously, totally different players, but from a just a humanity standpoint, from a talent standpoint, humility, confidence. It's this wonderful combination that just, you know, makes everybody want to win for him. And I'm obviously thrilled for everyone in that room, and a lot of people had a big hand in this. But I think the thing with Steph is, you know, without him, none of this happens. You know, and that's not taking anything away from Joe and Peter's ownership, because they're amazing owners, built an incredible organization. Bob Myers, hell of a GM, and you know. Our players, we've had so many great players, but Steph ultimately is, you know, why this run has happened, much like Timmy in San Antonio. And so I'm happy for everybody, but I'm thrilled for Steph. To me, this is his crowning achievement in what's already been an incredible career.
How about that? So, again, minute 30 cut, lot to unpack there. But I do like the Tim Duncan perspective. Now, he's not down in the blocks posting dudes up. But as far as a personality, there's a guy who played with Tim Duncan, and there's a guy who I think even coached Tim Duncan a little bit and now has coached one of the greatest point guards of all time. I love that comparison.
I do, too. I think that's a really good comparison. And you could go into more detail with that, where it just brings me back to there was a lot of talk not too long ago, a few years ago, that Draymond Green was the team MVP.
Right.
And it's like, no. And if you do the Spurs comparison, it's like Manu Ginobili was very valuable for the Warriors, for the Spurs. Tony Parker, very valuable for the Spurs, but not the most valuable. And that's where you come full circle with the Warriors, where Draymond Green, very valuable. Klay Thompson, very valuable. The most valuable for that franchise has been Steph Curry, and that's been the engine throughout this entire run. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and the other part of it, crowning achievement. So, again, you're off the grid, if you will, for two seasons. I mean, last year they were in the play-in game with the Lakers, right? And what, the season before it, Steph played six or eight games whenever he was battling injuries, so that's understandable. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like with these three players, Draymond, Steph, and Klay Thompson, obviously the same head coach and Steve Kerr, what, Looney, I think, was on the squad, and yes, Iguodala, but he played a whole minute last night, and I think that's the only time he stepped on the court in the playoffs. But I don't know, Brian. I feel like it's not as if Steph Curry needed to cement his legacy, but I keep going back to something you said in the first hour. Tom Brady didn't really need to cement his legacy either. It was set, but this sure as hell adds to it.
Yeah.
And given that the knock, right, was Kevin Durant left, so they've got nothing left, they're done, pretty incredible to see where they are right now after Durant left for Brooklyn a couple of seasons ago. They went through what they went through. Lo and behold, they hit a gym in Jordan Poole. GP2, Gary Payton II has a career resurrection. Andrew Wiggins becomes the guy that we thought he could be whenever he was taken first overall. I mean, there's a lot of things that had to develop. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good way to put it, a crowning achievement, and a guy who didn't really need it. Four-time now NBA champ, two-time NBA MVP, two-time scoring title, eight-time All-NBA team, and now add the finals MVP to it.
Yeah, and I also think it works the same way for the Warriors. This latest title, it doesn't make their legacy, but it sure boosts it. And think about them winning a title after Kevin Durant. And that just boosts their legacy. I was give you the Cliff's Notes version, Chris. What I've never understood that where Kevin Durant, he got all the smoke, all the criticism, and it was a weak move to go and join a team that just beat you, and they won 73 games and all that. But you know what's crazy to me is the recruiters got no smoke, no criticism, no heat whatsoever. Steph Curry was a two-time MVP, a unanimous MVP, and he's recruiting Kevin Durant. Like, please join our team. It blows my mind how he got no criticism whatsoever for that. That dynamic is amazing to me. That's just how it works. But even though the Warriors didn't get blasted for the Hamptons Five going over there and groveling, please join us, KD. Winning a title post KD, it just boosts the Warriors' legacy and their value going forward. That's huge for them also.
I could not agree more. And listen, I don't know who celebrated more last night, Golden State Warrior fans or Oklahoma City Thunder fans, because, see, Kevin Durant, you're not all that. But it's a fascinating point because Draymond never caught any strays, neither did Steph or Klay Thompson. But man, Kevin Durant, even as last night, dude, KD was trending on Twitter because everyone was taking their pot shots at him. But hey, again, regardless of how you feel about the KD move, regardless of how you feel about those 2 years for the Warriors, the bottom line is they recovered as a franchise and they won a championship, and that was impressive in six last night.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
One of my biggest complaints of my partner on Sunday nights, Arnie Spanier, you can hear us from 10 p. to 1 a. Central Time, though Arnie's out this week. In case you didn't hear him remind you 1,000 times, he's off to Vegas. I mean, listen, if it's almost as if you come back from a break and you have a plan, and out of nowhere, it's like, hey, so how do you feel about Tyreek Hill and this issue with the dog? You know, I'm going to Vegas. It's like, okay. But so Arnie has this constant need to A, interrupt the updates, and B, remind our update guy on Sunday night, Steve DeSager, and Eddie, I'm sure you've caught some strays, that they're missing a big story, right? It's like, they're missing the biggest story. And then all of a sudden, Arnie will bring up some Kent State hockey score or something, or the fact that he's already projected the Dolphins to win the World Series. Well, allow me to do something that I hate and tell Eddie Garcia that we're missing a major story right now.
Whoa.
No, are you on Twitter.com during the show?
I dabble. Yeah.
Vince McMahon has stepped down as the CEO of WWE.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw the story, the $3 million hush money. He had an affair. The board was looking into this, and wow.
So, big news. Only one person could try to upstage the Warriors dynasty, and that's one Vincent K. McMahon, for goodness sakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL!
Perfect.
This one's even better.
You're fired!
That's great. Basically what the board has done to him. So, just real quick, before we get to this Mahomes stuff, Vince McMahon is stepping down as WWE CEO and chairman while the company board investigates an alleged hush money deal in which McMahon reportedly paid $3 million to cover up an affair with a former employee who apparently was also like a lawyer, which, okay. Stephanie McMahon, whom I met last Thursday night, Brian.
Oh, wow, nice.
Stephanie McMahon will serve as interim chair and CEO.
Well, that's crazy, too, because she was stepping back, right? She was working on her family, marriage, be there, and now she's completely hands-on.
Yeah, her daughters are both two very good young softball players. I met them in Oklahoma City, met her. Her Triple H was there, but I might have fanboyed out if I met Hunter Hearst Helmsley. You know, I mean, listen, if you haven't seen The Chauffeur, one of the greatest cinematic movies of all time. But yeah, big story breaking this morning for those of you that are WWE wrestling fans. Vincent McMahon is out for now. Well, is this a storyline? Are we falling for a bit here, Brian? No or no? I don't think so.
You always wonder. You always wonder if it is. just some sort of spin. But as of right now, it seems pretty legit, man.
With Brian Noe, I'm Chris Plank. We're sitting in for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Jonas, LeVar, and Brady Quinn getting the week off. We're brought to you by Discover. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Now, before we get back to the Warriors winning their championship and more on Steph Curry, we haven't even really started to truly dive into some of the post-game fun last night. I have been fascinated with the silence out of Kansas City after Tyreek Hill took his shot, if you will. Is that unfair to call it a shot at Patrick Mahomes? He's building up Tua, but in doing so, yeah, it feels like it's a bit of a dig at the Chiefs, right?
Sure. If you're saying I was underutilized, yeah, that's a dig. It's like, give me the pill. Give me the rock. Give me the ball. He caught 111 passes.
Thank you.
He had 111 receptions. Like that's a lot. Got the pill quite a bit.
So Patrick Mahomes had what I believe to be his first media availability with Kansas City and decided not to use social media to take any shots at Hill, but was asked about Tyreek's comments in his new podcast.
I'm surprised a little just because I feel like we love Tyreek here. We've always loved him. We still love him. I saw him out at Formula One in Miami. I mean, I'm sure it had something to do with trying to get his podcast some stuff and get it rolling. Definitely, I still love Tyreek. He's a one-of-a-kind player. But as you know, in Coach Reed's offense, it takes the whole team. I mean, this offense was rolling before I got here. This offense was rolling when I was a young Cowboy fan watching the Eagles beat up on the Cowboys. So, I mean, it's an offense that's more than one player, and that includes myself.
How many Cowboy fans do you think we're kind of passively listening to that? And then all of a sudden he says, when I grew up a Cowboys fan, it's like you perk up a little bit. You're like, wait a minute, what? Let's go. Let's go. Get him to Dallas. He wants to be in Dallas. But, okay, that's part one. Here's a little bit more, because the follow-up was, hey, have you talked to him since the podcast?
I haven't talked to him since the podcast that came out. It's something where I'm sure he's trying to show that he loves where he's at in Miami. He loves his teammates. But at the end of the day, man, it's just going out there and playing football, and you kind of let other people talk about who's the best and all that different type of stuff. You just want to go out there and win football games at the end of the day.
Again, high road. I like it. Again, with WWE being a topic here this hour, I love the chair shot. I would love it if he came out and goes, listen, that's BS. What's he talking about? But taking the high road, probably the smart path here, right?
Yeah. And
not for us, of course.
Story, right, exactly. But the story just dies.
Yeah.
If he's like, yeah, he's just trying to get his podcast numbers up, no big deal. We still love the guy. Story is dead. And that's what's best for business. So it's not about how many retweets you get based on what you say. It's about doing what's best for business. And right. Mahomes has always done that. And I can't do anything but respect that. He could easily have made this a huge deal. Does that benefit the Chiefs? Does it benefit him? No. Then why do it?
Now, oh gosh, I really wanted to.
Got another Mahomes soundbite here if you guys want to hear.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Hi. Me going to bake me favorite thing today. Cookies.
Cookie Monster with a mix of like a Kermit the Frog in there too.
But it's my favorite Cookie Monster video. He's talking about important, you know. He's like, butter cookie, very important to me. And he just goes with various cookies. It's a tremendous Cookie Monster video.
And he did a good job of taking the high road in this problem that apparently Big Bird had with him. So we're good to go here on this conversation. I want drama. I really do. I want drama in the NFL offseason that involves teams that usually kind of slide drama-free. And over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, the Chiefs have been somewhat drama-free. You get Tyreek Hill trying to upset the apple cart a bit, ends up in Miami. Patrick Mahomes doesn't take the bait. How dare he? But he is right on one thing, Brian, no, and I know we're up against it. I'm sure some podcast downloads went through the roof yesterday if you hadn't heard it already.
Absolutely. That was a big win for his podcast, but he looks extra petty by saying those things.
All right. Hey, when we come back, speaking of petty, Curry was on display, but Klay Thompson went with the over-the-top grip on Jaren Jackson, and more post-game celebration for the Warriors next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com. .com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio with Brian Noe. I'm Chris Plank. Gosh, I'm watching NFL highlights right now, and I had a laugh at Justin in Cincinnati's tweet, who hit us up on Twitter at the No Show. I'm at Plank Show, and everybody should be following us at Fox Sports Radio. Justin writes, I feel bad for the Golden State Warriors, who will get kicked off the top line later this morning when Deshaun Watson gets suspended for the year. You and I joked about that yesterday. I don't think anything is pending, though. Well, something's pending. But I don't feel like we're on the verge of a decision happening this weekend or anything with Deshaun, do you?
Well, it's going to happen at some point. I agree with you. I don't think it's this week. I certainly don't think it's today. But it's got to happen at some point. They've got to rule one way or the other. And if we're not going to have legal proceedings for maybe until 2023, it's like the NFL has to make some decision on this. I think it's going to be a set number of games. I think they're going to say it's a 6-game suspension. We've done our due diligence. This is what we see fit, and on with business. That's my guess. I don't know that to be the case, but we'll find out at some point here. Does it happen in June? What's your best guess when the NFL does rule one way or the other what's going to happen with Deshaun?
I mean, you would hope it would be, well, I don't know if there's a hope involved in it, but for the sake of the Browns, right, and for the sake of kind of the reputation of the league as being someone who takes these types of accusations seriously, you would think it would be before we reconvene for what, minicamp, because there's OTAs going on right now, or I don't even know if you would, they're mandatory OTAs. The Raiders and Jaguars just wrapped theirs up because they're playing early. You have some teams, obviously, who are right in the midst of it. So I don't really know if this matters that much in the whole scheme of, you know, make them miss something that matters. But at some point, a decision has to be made. I'm still blown away by the idea that this could be nothing more than a fine in some people's minds. Now, mostly those people wear Browns jerseys and love their team, but I'm starting to hear it a little bit more from the legal side too, because there hasn't been a crime that has been, at least at the true level of lawyering up and having to go to court to prove your innocence. Now, there's civil cases out the backside, but I mean, this has got to be more than a fine, right?
I would think so. There's so much smoke, you'd have to think there's some fire. And also, for the NFL, you're playing a high-stakes game of poker.
Big time.
If you are wrong, if you say, hey, no criminal charges, we did our due diligence, no suspension, you are absolutely risking, you always hear this, Chris, is you protect the shield.
Right.
You're gambling with the shield that something changes, maybe he's found liable, and you just look brutal. I just think in this day and age, you got to protect your own assets, which is the league, right? So I think you have to err on the side of aggression with the punishment instead of leniency, because it can come back to bite you.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's a report this morning at Pro Football Talk that dropped, actually, I guess it dropped late last night when we were all paying attention to the NBA. But there is a report that right now there is a split in the league office on those who want Watson sidelined until the litigation has completely ended and those who say we got to wait this process out. So we'll see who wins. But as it stands right now, no penalty. They're investigating. We'll see if something drops today. By the way,
might be a month, by the way, Chris, because, you know, training camp, that's the real one, mid to late July. So it might not be for another month. We'll wait and see.
He's Brian Noe. I'm Chris Plank. We're just getting started, if you will, even though there's only an hour left, in the celebration of the Warriors did last night in winning their fourth championship. And we're brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Now, I think something happened last night, and I know you're taking the wheel next hour, that has completely and totally debunked the myth that some athletes try to throw out there, right? Because there is one thing we learned for sure. The Golden State Warriors paid attention to everything that was said and tweeted, and they had receipts. So we'll continue the celebration for the Warriors and the questions about the future of the Celtics. And a big bombshell this morning for all you wrestling fans out there, Vince McMahon has temporarily stepped down as the CEO of WWE. We'll dive into it all next hour. He's Brian Noe. I'm Chris Plank. In for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
You're fired!
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.